Cleaning Nation, it is time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and give everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Love the show? Is your life better as a member of Cleaning Nation? Want us to keep cranking out a metric ton of awesomeness all for free? If that's the case, show your love on iTunes with a 5-star rating and positive review. Of course, if you hate the show, stop listening right away and just, you know, send me an angry email or five. But if you're getting massive value, spread the love, share the show, tell your friends, share us on Twitter, Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, tattoo it on your forehead, show the world you're a proud member of Cleaning Nation. Today, we are doing our first ever dual guest show. We've got Susie Duncan, owner of Two Ladies in a Bucket. Two Ladies in a Bucket serves the St. Louis metropolitan area with residential and commercial cleaning services. You may be familiar with her as a former podcast guest, and I'll make sure I link to that show if you guys just fall in love with Susie and want more. You can get a hold of her at twoandabucket.com. John Ayers is also on the show. You might recognize his name because he was also on the show before. And basically the relationship is John is basically my go-to guy when it comes to SEO or website development. And gosh, I don't know, probably feels like half of the people I work with one-on-one or in group, have used him. And I wanted to make sure that the goal is Susie is a client of mine and John's, and she's going to walk through kind of her experience with how it went. Cause I know a lot of you guys have a lot of questions as to just everything. How long is it going to take? What kind of results can I get? Is John really nice? Blah, blah, blah. So she's going to share her experience with that. And then John is going to share his experience with, here's what you guys can do to be a good, effective client that's going to help make his job easy and help get results. John is with Regenuity, Regenuity.com, Regenuity.com. I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well, so you can get a hold of John's previous episode and John, Susie's previous episode and Susie. John, Susie, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hey.
I was going to say, this is where you guys talk. If it's just me, this is going to be awkward. Glad to have you guys. All right, well, just to keep a little bit of consistency, assuming they haven't done the podcast, I'm going to give you, even though I've yapped for a while, I'll give you guys each a minute just to introduce yourself, say hello. And then we'll kind of jump into more of a conversation where I'll ask you questions. So, Susie, why don't you take a minute just to say hello and tell Clean Nation what you're all about.
Hey, my name's Susie Duncan. I am the owner and operator of Two Ladies in a Bucket. Been in business going on 13 years now. And I guess mother of two young adults and one fur baby. And what else? I'm addicted to pickleball, and I'm looking forward to doubling my business. Great things have been happening, and I can't wait to share.
I got to be honest, Susie, I think I knew all of those facts about you other than the pickleball situation. That is brand new information. I can't believe you would wait till we were live on air to spring that on me, quite frankly.
Oh, and I also lost close to 40 pounds in 4 months. So
what? That is also new.
Happening.
God, I turned my back on you for 2 seconds and you're changing the world out there. All right. Well, fantastic. And Susie's one of my favorite people. You probably have already noticed by the 10 seconds she's been talking, her energy is awesome. Your attitude and energy and vibe just makes me excited, Susie. So glad to have you. John, what's shaking in your world? Tell Cleaning Nation what's doing with you, and give us a little background on not just your experience, but your experience with Cleaning Nation.
Well, sure. I'm not sure how to follow up pickleball and losing weight, but hopefully I can make.
I would just
make
lie,
my background
John.
a little exciting.
Make up stuff if you got to.
I'll work on it. So yeah, I've been doing digital marketing, I guess, and design since the late '90s. Believe it or not. So, back then it was a lot more easy, and I think every month it gets a little more difficult, but it's always fun and exciting. And right now what I enjoy doing the most is helping the businesses that we work with develop really their own long-term asset, which is their web presence. So developing their website, but also making sure that it's sustainable and getting traffic. So that's a little bit about me. I have a wife. We'll be married 25 years this year.
Golly,
and one son.
That's awesome.
And I have no idea what pickleball is, but we're going to have to research it after this call.
Well, and I got to say, on a personal note, I have met John's wife, and I know he doesn't sound like a good salesman here, but dude can sell, obviously, because he stepped up about three times with Jennifer. She's awesome. He's got an awesome kid. And I'm starting to feel old when you're telling me all this stuff. I'm like, man, when I met you, John, you guys were only married like 10 years. That must mean, yep, that's it, we're old. So cool. Thanks for sharing. I will give just a little bit of background with my experience with John to help you guys. Like I said, I've known him for... maybe the 90s. It's certainly early 2000s. That said, the reason, aside from he and I being friends, that's not, I've got lots of friends that aren't on the show and I don't recommend any of my Clean Nation to. The reason John got hooked up is, and first of all, full disclosure, of all the people that go to John and do work, he has sent me $0 in remuneration. So I'm trying to encourage us really to bring value to Clean Nation, not to make a buck off of you guys or John. So feel free to use John without me getting rich, sadly. That said, the reason I do use John is still selfish. As a coach, one of my biggest frustrations is when I'm working with somebody and they've got kind of quote unquote their web guy, because I never know what his or her or their talent is in terms of, do they actually know how to market? Do they know how to make a website convert? If they make a beautiful website, do they know how to get traffic to it? So then I end up kind of having two coaching clients for the price of one, and then I've got to make sure, and I can't even coach the other one because they're not listening to me. So it's a very frustrating situation. The reason I use John is not because he's my friend, although I love that, is because he and I, when we've talked about any, and we've talked about, I think every customer of mine that you're working with, John, you and I have had at least one conversation, but when we talk about them, I don't have to hold them by the hand or pat them on the head or pull them along and trying to explain basic marketing principles. There's a lot of synergy. Oftentimes he'll have an idea. I'm like, didn't have that. That's so good. Thank you. And then if I do have something I'd like to see change, I don't have to explain it to him. He gets it. He's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. So it goes a lot faster. So that is my selfish reason for using John. Just wanted to make that clear so no one thought this was some sort of affiliate deal where I didn't know John. I didn't like John. I didn't trust John, but he gave me money. It's not that in the least. All right. That said, my hope for today was really to tell a story that would bring value. And the story is how this came about is I was talking with, I think, John about another customer. And I said, you know, we haven't had you on the show in a while. And I don't want to say I'm sick of, but I get a lot of, what do I use for SEO? Who do I use? How do I get traffic? My website sucks. It's not converting. And it's a constant stream of go talk to John. So instead of the last episode, which John and I did, which was just John and I kind of talking hypothetically about how to build your website. And we covered as much as we could in the time that we had. I figured it'd be a lot better if he just shared, or like we talked about at the beginning, just shared an experience. So he said that he and Susie had a good relationship. She was getting good results. Susie said the same. So my goal for this conversation is really just to let them tell their story of how it came about and you guys to kind of understand, hey, how can I get more value out of my website through this time together? So we're going to start with Susie. Tell us, and I've forgotten half of this and half of this I know, so I'm just going to ask to fill in all the blanks for Cleaning Nation. Tell us how you kind of got hooked up with John and how that relationship started.
Well, I got hooked up with John by your referral, but also by listening to people like Craig that uses John and listening to, you know, them talk about John and yourself. And my website was just not producing at all. It was just there doing nothing. And it was frustrating. So I took the plunge and made the phone call to John, it's been great ever since.
Okay, perfect. So basically, I had mentioned it. A couple of other members of Cleaning Nation had mentioned firsthand their experience. You weren't happy with the results that you were getting, so you said, I got to do something different. Call John, fair?
Right.
Okay. Yes. Tell me about that first conversation, because a lot of people... I shouldn't say worried, but they'll kind of dance around and ask like, well, he's just going to try and sell me something, or, you know, because again, they know me because we talk all the time on the podcast and all that. But John's kind of this unknown quantity, which is funny because if you talk to him, you can hear he's not like a high pressure salesperson, but there's that fear. Tell me how that first conversation went between the two of you.
That was very professional, but more on a friendly, professional manner. He wasn't pushy. Talked about my website, what we could do better, how we can make it look. I asked him questions of a landing page. I told him, I keep hearing about this landing page. How can we do that? How can I collect contact information? He was very knowledgeable. He basically kind of guided me as well, suggestions, it was like talking to a friend. I mean, not that we're friends, John. It's just that you're very comfortable to talk to, not intimidating at all, or you're welcoming, which is very important. When a person doesn't know anything about a website, you're very knowledgeable, helpful, and you know what you're talking about. You know,
what
you
I'm
know
hearing,
that you can help people, and that's what.
What I'm hearing Susie saying is, "Man, Mike was always so mean, and I talked to John, and he was nice to me. I don't know how that happened."
Oh no, Mike is friendly. He says, "You're awesome. You're incredible, and everything you say." We need to do.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you talk a mile a minute, and everything in that mile is worth millions of dollars. So yeah. How about that?
But I'm a big bully. I kind of knock you guys around. John gives the nice, like, he won't say, your website is awful. If you don't change it, I'm going to come punch you in the kidney. He would just say something nice that I can't even think of. Okay, cool. And the one thing I want to mention, which I didn't mention off air, Susie, but I want to tell you is please, 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 we're looking for the full experience. So I definitely appreciate how enthusiastic you are about John and myself, but we want good and bad, right? So obviously don't, you know, slam John for no reason. But anytime you were nervous or, you know, I just don't want this to come off like a sales pitch where Cleaning Nation things that we got together and be like, all right, how can we get everyone to spend a bunch of money with John? Like, that's not it at all. It really,
oh,
really,
then,
really.
Yeah.
So again, sure. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but
another
make sure you give the full picture.
Of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. If I had any issue with John, if say like, John, this isn't working, I'm not getting the emails back that I should be getting, or if it was some sort of technical issue, he responds quickly. Let's say, you know, we wanted an application on our website and there wasn't one. He put one on there. I mean, he said, oh, if it was technical, he responded quickly and it was taken care of. He's, you know, if you have an issue, you just email him and he responds and you get that response right away.
Okay, so we
I had suggestions.
Hold on 1 second. Go ahead. We know John, I just want to make sure we get all the good information out there. So if I interrupt you, I apologize in advance for my horrendous rudeness. That said,
go ahead.
We know we love John because he's awesome, but let's talk turkey. Tell me a little bit about, or not me, tell Clean Nation about what your results, your website, kind of what experience you were having with your website beforehand. Because again, if they call John like, wow, he really is a nice guy, I love him, I want to have him over for turkey dinner, but they don't make any money, that's not, we love John, but that's not going to be helpful. So tell us a little bit about what your website was or wasn't doing before you worked with John. How long it took, right? Was this a year, a month, a day? What kind of time frame we're talking,
okay,
and what kind of results you're getting now? As specific as possible, just so, you know, people, because again, liking John is huge, but we want to make sure we get results. So talk to us about that.
Sure. Before my website, I was gaining nothing, next to nothing. I would get quotes here and there. I would say 5 a week, maybe not even that. Maybe, 1 to 2 a week requests for quotes. That would be about it. An application here or there. And we were getting next to nothing, no emails hardly at all from new clients. We weren't generating any kind of an email list at all from our website. It was just barely producing like maybe at 2%. It was nothing. Nothing happening. So
hold on. Let me
hearing all this good stuff about John.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure we get specific. So you do commercial and residential, correct?
Yes.
Okay, which is good. I wanted to make sure I got someone on so the commercial people didn't say, oh yeah, that worked for the residential or vice versa. So you're getting a couple leads per month, a request for bid. Were those all commercial, all residential, or pretty much split in the middle?
I could have been mostly residential, I do have to say. Okay. We do commercial. A lot of the commercials coming off our SEO that I'm getting. It's because I'm in the area. And which another thing I want to talk about later and down the road for me, but I do want to go bigger and go commercial. And I am getting more commercial since I've started with John.
Okay, so let me sum up what I heard you saying.
Beforehand, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what I hear you say, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So beforehand, you had a website, you'd get an application. When you said application, I'm assuming you meant for employment. You know, someone every now and again, someone would come in, you know, apply, right. Hey, I want to work. And then a couple bids per week, or a couple opportunities to bid per week, most of which were residential, very little on the commercial. That was prior, correct?
Right. Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. So how long have you been working with John, and what kind of results are you getting from your website now?
I started with John in October.
Okay, and, real quick, we are recording this January.
We started in October. Hold on.
So we're recording this just because, again, this release, different people listen to a different time. So Susie started October 2016. We are now recording early January 2017. So feels like 3 months. Fair?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. I just want to make sure for people that were listening to it a year.
It's only in the 3 months. He had to create it. Now, I had some time where he had to create the website. And, you know, there was some, you know, copy. He had the content and all that. And we had to create it. And he put up a landing page where the people get our newsletter. And that way I can, and he also hooked it up that we get emails from all of that. But since we started and everything got going, in 3 months' time, just about every phone call that we get about 10, 15 phone calls a day, okay? They're all say, I got you from the internet, because I ask them, how did you find it? Most of our phone calls are from the internet, but I also have been growing in referrals. So it's kind of like a 75% from the internet and 25% from my referrals. Where people have been referring us because we do the gift thing, but you know, they'll hear about that. But basically it was like a light bulb went on and all of a sudden the calls started happening. It was, I hate to say it was magical, but it is so true that, and once you get that SEO operating and functioning, it starts happening. And, I mean, I get calls from people I wouldn't even realize I'd get calls from. And I've picked up, we all know about Meineke. I've picked up a Meineke store, to do their lobby in their bathroom. And, they have 7 stores here in St. Louis, and hopefully that can generate some more. Right now I'm doing 1. So, you know, so basically, the SEO is operating for me tremendously.
All right. So talk about return on investment, because obviously, as much as we love John, I've got to imagine there was some sorts of financial compensation. Are we, and again, you've been in it 3 months, I'm assuming probably a little more money up front if you had to do the whole website for you. Are you break even? Are you still recuperating your investment? Have you already made a profit off the money you spent? Tell me a little about that.
I believe that I've paid for the investment by all the clients that we got. And you know, we've paid for the investment. Now we're running into, I guess it takes a couple of months to pay for the investment. But I'm now getting into the point where the money we're getting is now going to go towards income and profit. And I mean, basically, John pays for himself, or not John, the SEO pays for itself each month.
All right, cool.
So now the more houses that I get, it takes me about 2 or 3 houses or 4 houses each month. Which comes, you know, that can come in 1 week. You know, I was operating financially. We were barely at 700. I have to go in my figures, but we were about a $750 a day income, you know, barely breaking 1,000 here and there. But we, once the SEO started, we're averaging at least $1,500 a day. So that's almost double.
Perfect. All right. Couple of things.
Almost double. We're averaging.
I got you. Over 1,000, close to 1,500. Couple of things I want to make sure we clarify. First, SEO means search engine optimization. So Susie said SEO a couple times. Just for those out there that don't know what that means, or read it or heard it and didn't know what that means, it just means search engine optimization, i.e. setting up your website and creating content in such a way that Google will pull up your website when someone searches for something that you want, like maid service St. Louis or commercial cleaning St. Louis. John has helped Susie set up her website in such a way that Google prefers hers over all the other dozens or hundreds of websites that are there. So that's what search engine optimization means. Second, big fat disclaimer, again, Susie is just sharing her results. Please don't hear, if you give John $1, you will get $20. I have no idea. Results may vary. You could do better. You could do worse. Again, please don't hear. We're trying to say this is everybody. This is just and again, I just picked literally the way we pick Susie is A, I like her personality. B, I asked John who you're working with Clean Nation is doing this working well. And that's how Susie got on. So, and we've got a bunch. And again, if you're in the Facebook group, please, you know, feel free to be like, hey, has anyone used John? And you can kind of get do your own research because there's enough. And I've had zero negative complaints because then, you know, then I'd have to look for a different guy. But all that to say, Susie's just sharing what happened with her and John just sharing with Susie's thing. Again, your results may vary, could be better, could be worse. Okay. So what I hear you saying is at the beginning, not a lot of calls, 0 to 2 a week or maybe 1 or 2 a week. Now you're getting, it sounds like 10 a week or more. And you feel like that you, in the 3 months you've been working together, you've at least recouped your investment. And now you're to the point where you're actually making money. Is that a fair statement or am I putting words in your mouth?
Yes. Yes.
And gosh, yes. Going from $750 a day to, you know, $1,200-$1,300 a day in 3 months is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. And for the record, Susie and I have worked together as well. So I'd like to think that maybe a little of the help I gave didn't hurt at all, but today's John's day. So I'm going to, you know, put my emotions to the side. All right. Any final pieces you want to share, Susie? Because the next thing I want to do is get John's perspective and kind of have the same walkthrough we did with you, Susie, but with John. Anything that you want to add or that I forgot to ask that's important that Cleaning Nation needs to know before we switch to John's perspective?
It's just really important to, as a growing aspect of your company, and to have a website, but also have an inviting website. And have a landing page so that you can collect emails for other purposes, mail, email offers, and that kind of stuff. So the website is crucial for the growth.
Oh, can you give us any feedback? It sounds like you were saying you got zero. You were not building your email list at all prior. Do you have any feedback in terms of how many kind of new subscribers or new prospects you're adding to your list on a weekly or monthly basis now?
I would have to look at that, but I know that when I was working with John, I was probably at close to 2,000, and now I'm getting up to about 2,500, 2,800 emails. I'd have to look, but my email list is growing, and we're getting compliments on the newsletter, and people are enjoying it. It's not going to be overnight. But within a 3 week or 3 month time period, our email list is growing, and it's so crucial to have that email list. I didn't realize how crucial it was. And using my website, it kind of all goes together. It's part of the automation that eventually, hopefully, we'll have a fine-tuned running automation machine with collecting the email, sending out offers, sending out things through my emails that way. But that's where the website comes in, which is so crucial. The SEO and the email collecting is just something that's really been a huge tool for me within the last 3 months. It has made my Christmas season. We all in the residential, Christmas is huge for us, right? Well, my Christmas season. In October, I think my accounts receivable came in at like 27,000, and I was looking at the end of December, we were up to 40. I think it was like 48,000 that we brought in just in the month of December with us with the figures that I got. We had a huge Christmas, which is the best I've had in 2 years. I went from 27,000 accounts receivable coming in October, and within 2 months, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we ended the month of December at about 49,000, something like that, just in with all of the tools that we've been using. And I believe that the newsletter and the SEO and my website that John created and with some of the help too, as Mike with the newsletter. So that was a huge, huge help. I mean, that's $20,000 growth right there.
First of all, I'm going to
within 1 month December.
I'm going to yell at you offline for having receivables because we need to be billing these people in advance. But I'll we'll take that off. The second thing I wanted to hit before we go to John's side is I love that email list growth of you've been doing this for 15 years, give or take, and you've only, I shouldn't say only, and you've built over 15 years a list of 2,000 people. You said in the last 3 months, you've added 500 to 800 people. So that's 20 to 30% addition in 3 months. And people are like, so what? I got a list of, for, I mean, some of you probably impressed right off the bat, but for those of you like, so what, who cares? Let me tell you, so what, who cares? If Susie has a bad month, what do you think it would take for her to send one email in about, I don't know, 20 minutes, however long it would take her, saying, hey, everyone that signs up now gets this free service or gets this free upgrade, or we'll give you a little bonus or we'll do whatever. She, anytime she wants, can hit that list for a bump in service, or to all of her commercial clients. Hey, anyone that wants floor stripping and waxing in the next, you know, that responds, the first three people respond in the next 48 hours, I'll give a discount to, or we'll give a free this or whatever. Anytime she wants to get a quick instant bump in revenue, she's got 2,000 or 3,000 people she can, that know, like, and trust her and that signed up saying, please send me things that are interesting to me. And again, I know that she's sending newsletters and other things that aren't sales related. So please don't hear me saying this is all you email. 9 to 1 should be kind of like, hey, I send 9 emails of a lot of value and 1 email saying, hey, if you want, you know, come do business with me. But having that 2,000 or 3,000 person list is huge. So I didn't want people to miss that. All right. Hey, Susie, thanks for sharing that. We'll keep you on because I'm sure there'll be some other stuff.
Sure.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, you just heard from my good friend and client, Susie Duncan, on how to be a rock star with your website. This podcast was so chock full of good stuff. We had to break it up into 2 episodes, so we stayed somewhat even close to our 20-minute format. So tune in Thursday. You're going to be able to download the second half of this episode, and we get John's side from the developer side, from the SEO guy, the website guy, what his perspective is on what you need to do to make sure your website rocks. So we broke it up into 2 things. You just heard Susie. We're going to do John coming up on Thursday. Talk to you then.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.